the political environment back at home, and your critics say you are intolerant of dissent, you are intolerant of your opponents. Your opponents are either in jail, exile, or dead. And they have names to every of those categories. Victor Angabire is in jail. General Kayumba Nyamwasa is in exile. And Patrick Karegeya is dead.
Mm. Yes. Critics, you see, the good thing maybe about being in the category of critics. Critics don't have to account to anybody. They say anything, they do anything, and they are supposed to be taken as credible, at least in the part of the world I come from. I have really a problem in understanding even some of these questions. Let's take a case of Ingabire, which you have mentioned. Since when did Ingabire become a critic or an opponent or somebody in opposition? Ingabire, by fact, you know, maybe it's the critics who decided to define her as such, but the reality, the facts are completely different. The facts that she has confronted in the court of law, things that provide evidence, things, by the way, she has actually admitted in the court of law that implicated her, things over which not only Rwanda, but Rwanda collaborating with actually developed countries, foreign countries, where she used to stay, and what she used to do there, that actually define her differently. Collaboration, her collaboration with the genociders, with the FDLR, plots to kill people in Rwanda, the organization thereof, the members of which and whom she worked with, who are also in the court of law, who testified even against her, even if they were acting together. So, but all of a sudden, this whole court case that implicates her overwhelmingly, part of responsibility, the most part of responsibility she admits, all of a sudden somebody just by a stroke of a pen says, no, this is an opponent of Kagame. This is, I don't know this woman. I've never met her. I would have no grudge against her. And if anybody made a survey, came to Rwanda and made a survey, I don't think there are, it would be a handful of Rwandans who would identify with her or her cause. But the media has created a monster out of this woman and, you know, said, you know, this one is there because Kagame doesn't like her.
Isn't it perhaps because there was a prelude to that before she wanted to run for president, but no, her party could not be registered?
But the case had started much earlier, before all of these things. You see, this is the trouble with the whole thing. Her case started before she declared she wanted to stand for elections. Then let me go to Kayumba.